The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asei Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen.
Daf Kov Vav. Today's daf is being studied. L'yang Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem t'nechenu b'gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah Shelema Sarah Bat Rachel. En Narefan Ala. Amen. We begin today's daf on Kuvava Mudishon, right on top of the daf. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Halitza mut'et kesheram, which means a halitza that was done by the Yavam, beta'ut, was made in a beta'ut, was made by mistake. So the Gemara's deen is keshera. So the halitza is keshera. So Gemara asks, Ezoi halitza mut'et. What does it mean, halitza that was done by a mistake, by a ta'ut? Amar shtakish kol shomrim lo halotz ubekach ata konsa. Which means the Beit Din tells the guy, make the halitza, and through the halitza, you're going to marry her. Which means the consummation of this union will be done by the halitza. So the Gevara says, Amar le Rabbi Yohanan, ani shonez. I have a bright that says, whether he had kavanah and she didn't have kavanah for halitza, or she had kavanah and he didn't have kavanah, halitza ta pesula, ad shitkavenu shenehem ke'ahad. They both, the man, the avam and the yevamah, have to have kavanah l'shem halitza. Ve'atamat halitza ta kashera. And you're saying in this case halitza kashera. He didn't have kavanah for halitza. He thought that through this halitza he's getting married. Therefore, that's not a halitza to matira to the shuk. Therefore, how can you tell me that this is going to be kasher? Ela kol she'omrim lo halotzla al minat she'titen lecha matayim zuz. Which means the Beit Din tells the guy, listen, give her a halitza and she'll give you, on condition, she'll give you 200 zuz. And such a halitza is halitza mut'it, which means he's giving the halitza, and then she does not have to pay him the 200. Why? Because we have a rule from Masechet Ketubot. The rule is like this. Any law that has to do with conditions was actually learned from the Torah in the story of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. If you remember, Moshe Rabbeinu made a condition with Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. If you go fight with us, then you'll be nochel the land, and if you don't, then you won't get it. So that's the case where you see Moshe Rabbeinu made a condition. And the Gemara says that conditions can only be made in situations that a shaliach would work. Which means, where shalichut works, conditions work. In the case of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, Yoshua was the shaliach of Moshe to inherit the land to Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. So therefore, since that's the paradigm example, so we use that as the model. Therefore, by halitza, since there's no shili'ut by halitza, which means the yavam cannot appoint the shali'ah to go make a yibum for him. Not a yibum, of course, but a halitza for him. Elan has to be done by himself. So where shili'ut doesn't apply, so tenai also doesn't apply. So therefore, when the rabbis come along and tell the guy, listen, well, obviously, we're talking about a case where the rabbis don't want this guy to make yibum. For, let's say, the benefit of the lady, for whatever reason is, maybe he's not such a good guy, but the guy wants to make yibum. So what do they do to him? They tell him, listen, don't worry, make yibum, and you have an incentive. You'll get, she'll give you 200 zuz. The guy says, okay, 200 zuz is worth it for me. He goes, he makes the halitza, and it's bekavana, because it's kavana is l'shem halitza, to throw out, at the matira. Oh, then if he does it, you don't got to pay the 200. Why? Because the condition is not hal. You cannot make a condition on something that does not have shirihut. So that's the case of a halitza mut'et. Where's the mut'et over here? The mut'et is the condition that was attached to it. It's a ta'ut, meaning they're tricking him actually into making the halitza, and the money does not have to be paid. Look at the top of Rashi. Even though, let's say, she doesn't pay it, חליצתה כשרה, כדי מפורש בכתובות במדיר, דכל תנאי מבני גד מני ראובן גם לינן תנאה, שאפשר להתנות על ידי שליח, שעשה משה את יהושע שליח לתת להם את ארץ הגלעד. הבי תנאי תנאה, דנדי תנאי ובי תנאי, זה שליחות. דכל תנאי זה לא אפשר לעשות על ידי שליח, כגון חליצה, אין תנאי מועיל בא, וזהו טעמו של דבר. So comes the Gemaran says, Tanya Namehachem, and the brighter support, we just said, Halitza Mut'et, Keshera, Ezu Halitza Mut'et, Kol Shomrim Halotz, La, Al Menad Shetetel Necha Mataim Zuz, Umaase, Beisha Achad, Shenafta Lefnei Yavam, She'en Hagunla. There was a case where a Yavama, she fell in front of a Yavam, that wasn't Hagun, he wasn't... It wasn't proper. She didn't like him. Ve'amru lo, so they told the guy, halotz lach, amenat sheteten lecha 200 zuz. Give the halitza, you'll get 200 zuz. Uba ma'aseh lefneh nebihiya ve'ekshiran. He was matirit. He said, no problem. You don't even have to pay the 200 zuz, because that's a case of halitza mut'et, which is permissible. Lahu de'ata lekamed nebihiya bar abba. Amar la, so the lady came in front of nebihiya in order to make a halitza. And what happened? The rabbi told her, Biti, Amodi, stand up. Which means he meant to say, according to the first Pshat in Nashi, stand up and make a yibum. Which means, what do you have to make a halitza for? Go make a yibum. Amrale ima. So the mother of the girl said, Yeshivata zuhi amidata. Which means, better that she sits than stands. In the context means, better she makes a halitza then establish it through a yibum. Why? Because obviously something wrong with this guy. Amarla, so the rabbi said, Yadatle? But you know something about this yavam that it's no good? So amrale, so she says, In. Yes, I know something. Mamona hu dehazala. She saw money, which means he just wants to make yibum this guy because he wants to take the money. He wants to eat all the money and then he's going to get divorced. Which he's not l'shem shamayim, this guy. Therefore, we don't want to get involved with him. So the rabbi told the Yevama, it's not, you don't want him? So she says, no. So he tells the Yevam, halotzla ubekach ata konsa. So he has to trick him. So he tells the Yevam, make halitza, by making this halitza, it's going to consummate the marriage. Then batad de halatzla, so after he made halitza, amarle, he told him, hashta minach ifselala. Well, now that you made a halitza, really, she's pasul to you. Now, she's not mutal lashuk, because really the halitza was done without kabana. But it's enough to at least posel the yevama to this guy now. So now you're stuck. But now she's in limbo now. Because now she can't go with this yavam, but she can't go to the shuk. So what did the rabbi say? Halotz la chalitza me'alyeta. Now give her a regular, legitimate chalitza. Ki echi detashtere la'alma. So it should be permissible to go to the shuk. Which means they can force him at this point. They force him to give him a regular chalitza. Because otherwise she cannot go to the shuk. Bat Hamud Rapapa. So the daughter of the father-in-law of Rapapa, Nafla Lifne Yabam, and fell in front of a Yabam. She'en Haguna. But the guy wasn't Hagun, wasn't proper. Atali Kamed Abaye. So they came in front of Abaye. Amarle. So he told the Yabam, Halotzla Ubekach Atakunsa. So again, he told him, make a halitzan, that's how you'll consummate it. Amar le Rapapa, so Rapapa tells Abaye, lo saval damor le'ad amar Rabbi Yohanan. What do you mean? How could you tell her to do that? Don't you like Rabbi Yohanan says you have to have kavana? Which is a chalitza that doesn't have a kavana. It's not a chalitza. And this guy's having kavana le'konsa. So how could you tell him to do that? Ve'ela hechi emale. So Abaye says, so what are we supposed to tell the guy? Amar le halotz la amanat sheten lecha matayim zuz. Good, just tell him that to make a halitza, he'll get to 200 zuz. Good. Levatar de halatzla. Good, so he did that. He told us to make the halitza, you'll get 200 zuz from the Yivama. So he got excited for the money, he did it. What happened? Amarla, so the Abaye tells the lady after, Zil Havne, go pay the 200, you made a condition. So Amarle, Rav Papa, according to the Gersa of the Bach. So Rav Papa tells Abaye, Meshate ani bach avdale. What are you talking? She doesn't have to pay. This is a classic case of Meshate ani bach. Literally means, I was just joking with you. I didn't mean to pay you. Now where do you see there's a law of Meshate ani bach, where you promise something, when I promise you commit something, and then you can say, well, I was just joking. Me, Lord Tanya, didn't we learn in the Braita? Let's say a guy was running away from jail, from prison. Let's say there was a body of water in front of him, and he's running away from the authorities, so he's got to escape. Now he's going to get over the water, so there's a boat. So he tells the captain on the boat, Tol dinar v'avirani. I'll pay you a dinar, which is an expensive price for the trip. I'll pay you a dinar, just take me across the water. Once he gets to the other side, he pays him what the normal fare is. Even though he told him the dinar, that's all he's going to listen to, because he wants to get across the water. God's not going to take him, maybe. So he can give him a high price, so they can tell him, I didn't mean to pay you a dinar, I know you weren't going to take me, so therefore I can pay you the regular of the market price. Alma, Amar, he could tell him, Mishateni Bach. He could tell the captain that I was just joking with you. Hachanameh, so too over here, the lady could tell the Yavam, Mishate Ani Bach, which means, listen, there's no Tanai by Halitza. Tanai doesn't work by Halitza. And therefore, Tanai means nothing. There's no Shini'ut by Halitza. Therefore, the 200 is just to get you to make the Yibum. Abaye held that what? Okay, listen, even though there's no Shini'ut, you know that Tanai doesn't work, but bottom line, you made a condition. It's not worse than the person that makes a deal. Like you hire somebody. So you hire somebody, you got to pay him. So the Papa said, no, even that, she doesn't even have to pay. So Ambar Le, so now Abaye saw that the Papa was very sharp, which means he had all the answers to all the questions. So Abaye tells the Papa, Abu Hecha, where's your father? Ambar Le Bibatai. He says, the Papa says, my father's in the city. He's alive. Imech Hecha, where's your mother? Ambar Le Bibatai. She's also in the city. Yahiv Behu Ene. Abaye put his eyes on them. Veshechivan, and they died. So that she says, what was this all about? And she says, Havle Abuchecha. Kedomar, Kimdume ani shiesh lecha avvaim simuchim lecha lesapek sorkecha. Lefichach kamhadedan shemachtich. Must be, you have parents that support you, and therefore you're able to sit and learn, and therefore you're very settled. That's why you have the answers. That's why you're very sharp. Now, he didn't mean to Chas v'shalom hurt them. He was just saying, your parents must be alive because they, must be there supporting you. And that's why you have the ability to have all the answers in the Torah. But you see, once the Hachamim, they even mention something and they put their eye on somebody, and the Gemara Hagigah says, O mita, O oni. Therefore, Abaye Chas v'shalom had no bad intentions. But already it came out of the mouth of Abaye. He mentioned already the mother and the father. Already it was a ketrug in the Shamayim. And the Gerashi says, V'shechvu Abu ve'imeh. Rabbana, we have a braita. Halitza mut'et keshera. Like we learned in the previous Gemara, halitza mut'et, which means in a case where they put a stipulation to the halitza, so the stipulation does not have to be met, and the halitza is keshera. Get mut'e pasul. But the same thing would be by a get, they put a stipulation to a get, so therefore that is going to be pasul, which means since get is subject to a shaliach, because a person is able to send, let's say, a sofet, write a get for me and go deliver it to my wife. So a get is subject to shaliachut. So therefore, since it's subject to shaliachut, so therefore, let's say he says, I'm going to give this get. He tells the husband, give the get to your wife, and she's going to give you 200 zuz. If she doesn't give the 200 zuz, the get is not a get. It's different than halitza. Halitza, since it's not shayach b'shlichut, so therefore tanais do not attach themselves to halitza. Now she ain't going to get the shayach to shlichut, so therefore tanais is legal. Therefore, the tanai is not met, so therefore the maaseh is not kayam. So Gemara says, halitza me'usit. Halitza me'usit literally means a halitza that was done by force. Where the yavam was forced, as it explains it, threatened?
No, I'm saying.
Me'usit is forced, so that's pesula. Get me'usa kasher. But a get that was given by force, meaning you forced the husband to give the get, it's kasher. So the Gemara says, "Hechidame." What's this case over here by force? E de amar rotze ani. If the guy says, "I'm willing," so afidu halitza nameh. So even halitza is going to be kasher, which is why would you tell me halitza mi'usit is pesul? If the guy says, "I want," that's not mi'usit. V'i lo amar rotze ani. And if the guy said, doesn't say rotze ani, that I want, get nameh lo. Then even get's going to be pasul, which means you gotta do it willingly. If he's rotze ani, both cases are good. If he doesn't say rotze ani, both cases are going to be bad. So give me the case that we're talking about over there. You make a haluk. So give us now. Haki kamar. Halitza mut'et le'olam kasher. Halitza mut'et is always kasher. That's mut'et. That's where you put a stipulation. The get mut'a le'olam pasul. Because there the stipulation works. And if the stipulation was not met, therefore the get is not going to be hal. Good. Halitza mi'usit. The get mi'usa, which is when it comes to a halitza that's given by force, which means against the yavam, or a get that's given against the will of the husband, zimnin kasher v'zimnin pasul. Oh, sometimes it could be kasher, and sometimes it's going to be pasul. How? Hadamar rotze ani, halada delo amar rotze ani. Depends, which means, if he doesn't want to give the get, let's say, but what, they get him to say rotze ani, it's okay. Or he doesn't want to give the halitza, and they get him to say rotze ani, so then already, even though he started off, it was against his will, but what, they got him to say amen, so therefore it's going to be kashir in both cases. Netanya, we have a pasuk, yakriv otor. It's talking about a guy that made a nedir, so let's say bring a korban, nedir. So now it says, yakriv oto, he will have to sacrifice, meaning make good on his neder, melamed shekofin oto. So Bet Din can force the guy to make good on his neder, his korban. Yachol ba'al korho? What, can they even force him against his will to bring the korban? Tamud domar lirtsono. Pasuk says, no, lirtsono is going to be willingly. So now, how do you have a case where you're forcing him to do something willingly? So the Gemara says, haketzad. So kofin oto ad shiyomar rotze ani. You force him until he says, I want. Vechen atam motze b'gite nashim. And you see the same concept by a husband that does not want to give his wife a get. So what does Betin do? They force him. Kofin oto ad shiyomar rotze ani. They force him until he says, rotze ani, that I want. Amarava, amarav sehora, amaravuna. Holtzin. Next din, we make halitza af al pi she'en makirin. Even though, let's say, the betin is not really makir, they're not familiar that this yavam is the real yavam. Guy walks to the betin, listen, to a man or a lady, guy says, I'm the yavam, she says, I'm the yavama. They didn't verify it. They says, okay, you want to make a halitza, take off the shoe, and that's it. Even though they don't recognize these people, have witnesses watching it, it's okay. Mima'anin, or for that matter, the ceremony of mi'un. Right, where the girl comes along and makes a refusal, right? She was a ketana, she makes a refusal to her husband. Even though they don't know if this is the real husband, they do the ceremony. Oh, but since that's the law, that the Beit Din doesn't verify, lefichach en kotvin get halitza. They will not write a get halitza. What is a get halitza? Get halitza is a paper that the lady holds that says, you know, I am a halutza, and if I'm mutar to get married, they're not going to write that paper. Because if you're going to, they can't write that paper because since they're not sure that this guy's the yavam, now she's going to go to Betin, she's going to suddenly get the halitza, it's going to be a problem. The Betin's going to let her get married. So therefore, there's a safety feature built in, which means, since the rule is that Betin doesn't investigate, but they're going to make sure that no problems come out of this. So therefore, they're not going to give her a get halitza, and therefore, basically, she's not going to be able to get married unless she has a get halitza, so therefore, no problem will come out. Ela imken makirin. Right, which is unless you're makir. Which means if the Beti knows, they verify that this is the yavam, so then of course they'll give her a get halitza, because they know for a fact that this she became a halutza. Ve'en kodvin get mi'un. Same thing, they're not going to write a get to the lady, to the ketanav for the mi'un. Ela imken makirin. Why? The hayshinan lebed din to'in. We're worried about a bet that's going to make a mistake, which means like this. Let's say the witnesses now are going to write a shtar. We witnessed so-and-so made a halitza to Jibama. Right? And they give this letter to the lady. She's going to go now to another bet din. And the other bet din, they're to'eh. They don't know the rule. They think, oh, she has the paper, must be the first Beit Din investigated, they do their due diligence, and they're going to say, oh, they'll marry her off. And that second Beit Din that made a mistake, the Tor'in, they don't realize that they do Halitzas even without Makirim. So therefore they say, you know what, do not write any documentation for this. That's the first Shita. Kevara says, V'Rava Dideh, but Rava himself said, Amar En Otsin Ela Imken Makirin. V'En Imanin Ela Imken Makirin. He says the opposite. He says, you have to know who the Yavam is. And you're not going to do a Halitza unless you know. And they, or Mi'un for that matter, unless you know. V'fichach, Kotvin Get Halitza. So therefore, you can write a Get Halitza, Afal Pi She'en Makirin, V'chotvin Get Mi'un Afal Pi She'en Makirin. Which means, even though the witnesses themselves, they don't know who the Yavam was, but they can write, if they saw it, they can rely that Beit Din knew who they were, because Beit Din is not going to make a halitza unless they know who the players are. So therefore the Edim can come along and say, yeah, we saw a halitza that was done. So so-and-so to so-and-so. Automatically, you assume that Beit Din knows what they do because they're only going to do it on Makirin. And the Gemara says, "V'lo hachinu le-Beit Din to'in." You're not going to be worried about Beit Din to'eh because this paper over here is legal. Because automatically, you know that the Yavam was the Yavam. Therefore, there's no mistake that can come out. Look at the Rashi, the Fichach, Ho'il ve'en cholsin elaim ken makirim, kodvin get halitza edim, shera'u shehalza, yechonin lichtov la, va'af al pi she'en makirim. Even though they themselves, the witnesses, are not makir. Ve'lo ha'ishinan shema ta'u bedin ba'alakha azul lomar cholsin af mi she'en makirim, ve'alsu la'am mimi she'enu yevama. We're not worried that Beit Din's going to make a mistake over there that they gave a halitza to a lady that was not from the real Yavam, they're going to marry her off. Because if Beit Din did it, Beit Din is makir, and therefore they can write it up. We saw it, and if there's no chashash, that's going to come out. So that's the halakha that comes out. Let's just review now some of the halakhot that come out of this Amud Rishon, at least. So the first halakha is Shulchan Aruch Eben Ha'ezer Siman Kasat Halakha Mem Dalid, where Maran writes, Salik Sheyichavenu Hayabam Vayivama Shetem Muteret Lezal B'Halitza Azu. They both have to have kavanah that the halitza is going to matir her to get married. V'im lo nitkavenu, afin nitkaven hu velo hi. O hi velo hu, lo hutra. It's not going to be hutra, aval halitza pesulahi leposla ala achim. Which means, it's enough of a halitza that she cannot now go with the brothers. But like we learned in the Gemara, she would need another halitza, me'al yata, in order to matira now to the shuk. Lefichach, the halakha continues, the Beit Shmuel writes this, Yomru lahem adayanim shahalitza zu ba'al la'tira ibamal la'shuk shaitan zikuka liyabam. The judges should tell the Yavam what he's doing. Meaning what you're doing in the ceremony over here, you're doing it to matir this lady to the shuk. Meaning you have to give him the proper mindset, the proper kavana. The next halakha that we learn, same place, Ibn al-Ezir kasat halakha nun. Halitza mut'et. שאומרים לו חלוץ לה על מנת שתיתן לך 200 זוז, החליצה כשרה. אפילו אינה נותנת לו כלום. And even if she doesn't make good on the tenai, because we learned, the tenai really is not hal on an item that does not have שליחות. And then he says, מרן, ואף שהחליצה כשרה גם אם לא תיתן לו, בכל מקום חייבת ליתן לו כשאר שכר שכיר לעשות מלאכתם. Like we saw according to Abaye, that he wanted to pay, not midin the tenai, but midin like any other worker that you commit to pay money. Okay, fine, then the Maran continues on that. Now, it should be noted that in one of the cases in the Gemara over here we had, with the case of Rav Papa, was it Rav Papa or was it actually Rabbi Chiya? A lady came in front of Rabbi Chiya's Beit Din. So what did he say to her? He said, Viti Amodi, stand up. So we learned according to the first Pshat, and that she means, stand up, make a Yibum. And then the mother said, she's better off sitting. Her sitting is considered standing. But she's better off not making a Yibum, let her make a Halitza. Rashi gave an alternate interpretation to this Gemara. Rashi explained that when you walk into the Beit Din, the ceremony has to be done standing. like a proceeding of a betin. So she's saying, Biti Amodi, stand up, because you have to stand up when the halitza is done. So the mother said, her sitting is standing, meaning she was sick. Or she was an amputee, and therefore she wasn't able to stand. And therefore what the mother was saying, that her sitting is considered for her standing. Now based on that interpretation of the Gemara, the Halakha writes in Ibn al-Ezir, in Sa'if Mem Zayin over there, in the laws of Halitza, Bakol Inyanea Halitza, Ben Bikriya, Ben Bahalitza, Ben Berekika, Yeshvu Adayanim Kemoshir Sirichim Leshev Badin, which means the judges themselves sit in the court. The Ya'amdu Lifnehem Ayabam Baivama, but the Yabam and the Ivama, they stand. Shemizvat Halitza Lekatahila Me'omid. The Ketela is done standing. And you bring it Ayaf, not Gemara that we quoted, they told him, Amodi, stand up. But the says if it was done miYosef, it is indeed kasher. Amru, the next halakha. Amru lo, says halakha nun alef. Halotzla ubekach atak konsa. Make the halitza, and by the halitza, it's going to consummate the marriage. Or shamar lo halotzla shizum mitzvahi ve'ena mafsedet alecha klum. She said, I make the halitza, you don't lose anything. Then you want to do yibum after, no problem. V'chayotze ena halitza lehatira. That's not considered a halitza to matira, kivan shelo nitkaven lehatira. Aval nifsela v'kach b'let yabim. But he's asu now. Like we saw, the Gemara cannot make a yibum. V'chofin, and they force him, v'afilu b'shotim, even with makot, lachlotz la halitza keshera. The next halakha comes from Choshen Mishpat, Siman Resh Sam Megdal Alakha Zayin. Mi shebarach bebet ha'asurim, v'ayta me'overet lefanav. Right away from the jail, there was water in front of him. And what happened? V'amar lo, he tells the captain of the ship, havirani v'ani noten lecha dinar. Give you a dinar, v'aviro. En lo ela scharo hara'ui lo. Which means, he only has to pay him the schar that is normally coming to him. So they have mefashim right over here. Yesh omrim. That's the Raman Choshen Mishpat. They had the in lo ela scharo hanu bedavar shen regilu liten alav arbe. It's only on cases where it's not the regilu to overpay, to pay a lot. Ava bedavar shen derech liten arbe. Kegon hashpa'at shivim urefuah. For example, let's say a doctor and things like that, where it's normal for him to take, let's say, a lot of money for special procedures, things like that. Hayav liten lo kol ma shitnaimo. He tells the doctor, please, doctor, see me, I'll give you such and such money, since it's normal in that industry, let's say, to take that sort of money, so therefore you have to pay it according to the Raman. In any event, the halakha continues. Ibn al-Ezir Kuf Mem Gimal, Maran writes, Hambegaresh al tenai. A guy gets a girushin on condition, im nitkayem atenai, harezu megureshet. If the tenai is fulfilled, megureshet. Ve'im lo nitkayem atenai, ena megureshet, ve'afilu hu kohen muteret lo. Which means, condition works by a get. And therefore, say, get on condition that she's going to pay you 200 zuz. If she doesn't pay the 200 zuz, it's not a get. If he's a kohen, he can go back to her. Which means, it's not a get. There is one last Rambam that is very, very famous that we should quote. The Rambam writes in Hilchot Girushin, Perek Bet Halakha Chaf, Mi she'adin noten shekofin oto legeresh et eshto. Let's say the halakha is the Bet Din has to force this guy to give a get. Ve'lo ratza legeresh. Bet Din shli Yisrael bechol makom ubechol zeman makin oto עד שיומר רוצה אני, ויכתוב הגט, והוא גט כשר. So Rambam asks, ולמה לא בטל גט זו, שהרי הוא אנוס? Kind of get it, he's under duress. מפני, gives an unbelievable כלל, שאין אומרים אנוס, אלא למי שנלחץ ונדחק לעשות דבר שאינו מחויב מן התורה לעשותו. You only say אנוס on a guy that does something that's against the Torah. However, about mi she takfo yitzra al de batel mitzvah. But let's say a guy was under the clutches of his yitzhak to go against the mitzvah, to not do a mitzvah, or la'asot adira, and you hit him. V'ukad sha'asad davar shechayav la'asotu, you hit him to do something that he has to do, or shenitrachek lo sha'asu la'asotu, or you hit him to stop him from something he's not allowed to do, en ze anus mimenu. He's not anus. Elahu anas atzmo, he brought it on himself, b'dato ara'a. לפיכך, זה שאין רוצה לגרש, this guy doesn't want to give his wife a divorce, מאחר שהוא רוצה להיות מישראל, deep down in his heart, he wants to be, what, do what the Jewish people are supposed to do. רוצה הוא לעשות כל המצוות ולתרחק מן החברות. Deep down in his heart, he wants to do the right thing. The Yisroel שתקפור. Yetzirah's in the way. So what do? Kevan shiukat, you're beating him up. Who are you beating up? You're beating up the Yetzir. The Yetzirah's stopping him. And therefore when he comes along and says, Rotse ani, deep down in every Jewish heart, he wants to do the right thing. So therefore that's not under duress. That is considered he's doing it willingly. The very famous Rambam. The last halakha that we quote over here comes from Shohanu Kevin HaEzer Kasat halakha chet. קודם שיחלצו, before the Beit Din makes the Halitza, צריך שיכירו, they have to make sure that they know שהוא אחי המת. They have to know that he's the actual יוון, ושהיה בעולמו. Not only that, they have to make sure that he was alive at the time that the other brother died, because that's the din of יבום. וזאת היא אשת המת, they have to make sure that she is the indeed the יבמה. ואפילו אין כאן אלא עד אחד שמעיד עליהם, which is, even if you only have one witness to come along and says, I know them, or אפילו קרוב, או אישה, או עבד, או שפחה, או קטן, שהוא מכיר ונבון נאמן בכך. Which means, we accept any sort of witness for such a testimony. And now we continue with the last Mishnah of the Perek. And the Mishnah now is going to teach us the order of how the Halitza is done. Mitzvat Halitza. The order of the Halitza. Bahu v'yimimto lebetim. Good. So both of them, the Yevani Ramah, they come to Betin. Vehen masi'inu Isa ha'ogenet lo. So first of all, Betin gives him the proper advice, like we learned. If let's say one of them is old or young, and they don't feel that the Yibum is a proper option for them, so Betin will give them the right advice to talk him out of it. Sheneimar v'kar ulo zikne ha'iro v'dibiru elav. V'hi omeret. Now they start the process. She has to start off by saying what? Me'en yabemi la'akim la'iv shem b'Yisrael. Lo aba yabemi. She says he does not want to make a yibum. That's the pesukim. Vehu omed, and he says lo hafasti lekahta. Then he has to reply and says, yes, is it true? I do not want to take it. That's also from the pesukim. Ubilshon hakodesh hayu omrim, and they would say this in lashon hakodesh. V'nigesha yivimto elav ve'enazikirim. So now the yivimto, the yivama comes in front of the hakamim. V'chalsa na'alo me'al naglo. She takes off the shoe from his leg, from his foot. V'yarka b'fanav rok hanir'ah l'dayanim. Which means the rok has to be evident, be seen by the dayanim. At this point we're assuming on the floor that has to be seen. V'anta v'amra, and then she says, kacha ya'ase la'ish asher lo yibneh et bet achiv. Ad kan ayu makrin, which is that was where they read into. Which is until that word, kacha yaaseh la'ish ashelo yivneh et bet achiv. However, ukshekra Rabbi Hurkanos, there was a rabbi called Rabbi Hurkanos, and his bet din tachat ta'ala under the tree bekfar itam, in the place of itam, vegamar et kol ha'parasha. So in his bet din, they read all the parasha, which is they finished the parasha. Actually, the end of that pasuk is "V'nikra Shemo beYisrael bet halutz ha'na'al." So he read the whole parasha. So what ended up happening? "Ruchzeku liyot gumlim kol ha'parasha." So then became the minhag that all batedinim they would finish the entire parasha. "V'nikra Shemo beYisrael bet halutz ha'na'al," which is the end of the parasha. Mitzvah b'dayanim velo mitzvah b'talmidim. Which means, when it comes to this mitzvah, it says that you have to call her, actually you have to call him. You are Halutz Ha'na'al. You are the one that was the shoe was taken off your foot. The mitzvah to call him that. So the Mishnah says, who's the mitzvah on? The mitzvah is on the judges to call him Halutz Ha'na'al, as opposed to the students that are witnessing the event. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda omer mitzvah al kol ha'omdim sham. Rabbi Yehuda argues it's a mitzvah on everybody that's at the ceremony. Lomar halut ha'na'al. Rabbi Yehuda is halut ha'na'al. Come to the Rabbi Yehuda. Mitzvah halitza, the order of halitza, Qur'ah, she does the reading first, which means she starts off by saying me'en yabimi. That's her reading first. Ve'kore, then he says, lo hafatzti lekahta, then ve'holetzit, then the shoe is taken off, ve'rokaka, then she spits, ve'kora, and then she reads again, which means the kaka, ya'aseh, and then they call him bet halutzanal. Me'eh ma'ika mashmalan. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, what are you teaching me? Matnitini. It's a Bifurush Mishnah we just learned. Well, you're just giving me the order again. Hakamashmalan mitzvah hachir. He's teaching you that it's a mitzvah to do it in this order. V'i apich let lamba. But if you reverse the order, it's okay. Tanya namachim, I'm obliged to support this. Ben shekdim halitza l'rikika. Uben shekdim l'rikika l'halitza. Ma sha'asa asui. Which means, if you switched rikika out of order, like we learned in the previous amudim, if you put rikika before the halitza, it is okay. Amar Abaye, hay man de makri get halitza, which is the betin, that's reading over the pesukim when it comes to the halitza, lo likre ledida, which means what she doesn't know the pesukim by heart, so the betin has to be makre. The betin has to say the pesukim for her, so she will repeat it. Now, one of the pesukim that they're going to tell her is that the lashon is Asa Gemara says, "Lo aba yebemi." Those are the three words that she has to say. She has to tell the betin, "Lo aba yebemi." This guy does not want to make yibum. So when they're going to read the words to her, Abaye says they should not say "lo lechude." They shouldn't say the word "lo" alone. And then the words separately. Why? Because then it's going to be mantra that he wants to make yibum. Which means, if you read it like this, lo, no, he wants to make yibum on me. So therefore when they read it, they have to read it together. Lo, say after me, lo, abaya bimi. Say it in one sentence. But if they're going to tell her, okay, repeat after me, say, lo, okay, lo, Abaya bimi. If you put a comma, like, or you pause, it sounds like she's saying, no, he wants to make yibum on me. And therefore, that's not the right thing. So, when they're reading it, don't pause after the lo. Ela lo abaya bimi. Let him say it in one shot. Velo likri ledide. Now, when they're reading to him, now, what does he say? He says, lo hafatzti lekahta. Right? I don't want to take her. So the same thing, lo lechudeh. Don't read lo alone, then hafatzti lechudeh, and then hafatzti alone lechudeh. Temashma hafatzti lekahta. Because it's mashma, no, hafatzti lekahta. I want to take her. Good. Ela lo hafatzti lekahta. Let them say it all in one shot. Rava says, no problem. Afsuke miltahi. Veafsuke miltah letlanba. Which means, everybody knows that that's the end of the phrase. And therefore, we're not worried because they'll put the words together, which means that's the end of the phrase, not connected to anything. So then what she says, in the first thing is, lo avaya bimi. Even if she would say lo, and then say avaya bimi, it's the end of a phrase. And therefore the people will connect the words, because it's not connected to any other words. So therefore it's not a big deal, it's not a problem. Rav Asher is found of Kana, the kamitzta'er, umakre la lo abaya bimi. He was having a hard time because the Yivama couldn't remember the words. And he held it, you have to say it all in one shot. So he kept on saying, lo abaya bimi. He couldn't remember the words. Repeat, lo abaya bimi. And obviously he was being makpid not to split it up. Amarle, lo saval le mod ad rava. Don't you hold like rava, Rav Asher, you don't have to worry about this. Amarle mode rava belo abaya bimi. Rava only was lenient on lo hafatzti lekahta, but he wasn't lenient on lo avaya bimi. Why? So the Gemara says, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Moder Rava belo avaya bimi, de ba'inan shelo yafsik." Why? The imafsik mashma dehai lo areshakae. The amra me'en yibami lakim la'iv shem b'Yisrael lo. Which means the pasuk before lo avaya b'mi says, me'en yibami lakim la'iv shem b'Yisrael. He refuses to establish the name of his brother in Yisrael, and the next word is lo. So therefore, you can interpret the laws going back on that pasuk, kelomar, lo me'en. He does not refuse, ela avaya bimi. So therefore, since the word lo is connected to the pasuk before it, so therefore, in that case, even Abaye will agree that you have to put, Rabbah will agree you have to put it together. Mashi'ikin lo hafasti lekahta, there's no words before it. Therefore, there's no way you're going to make a mistake. So when Afkana was struggling to try to get the Yibama, lo ava yibimi, to say it in one shot, so the rabbi said, what are you doing? Rav says, you have no problem. No, Rav says, you have no problem. Lo hafasi l'kahta. Because those words cannot be misinterpreted. But the word lo ava yibimi says to pasuk before, if you attach that word lo to it, it's going to mashma, yeah, I want to make a, he wants to make a yibum. Therefore, you have to do it in one shot. Okay, now they're writing the get. They're writing the document. Now we have a klal, that when you write pesuki from the Torah, you have to be careful, you have to make sirtut, which means when you're writing pesuki from the Torah, you have to make lines, you call them like the sirtut, that's like in the Sefer Torah. And the law is if you write more than four words of a parasha, then already you need sirtut. So therefore the Gemara says, lichtov achir. We want you to write it in a way where you won't have to come to make sirtut. How? Akrenua ledida. You have to write in the get all the proceedings. We told her to say the following words. Min me'en yabemi ad abayabemi. Which means, we told her to say the words from be'en yabemi until the words abayabemi. Which is, that's the words in the pasuk. Which is, if you look at the pasuk says, ואמרה, מאין יבמי להקים להחיב שם בישראל, לא אבא יבמי. They don't want to write all those words, because they don't have a problem of sirtut. So they just say, we told them to say from this word until that word. But what? They didn't write more than three words in together. ואקרינו לדידה. And then they write it again. And we told him, מן לא עד לקחתה. Which means they skipped the word Hafatzi. Now technically they could even have wrote Hafatzi because it's only three words. Sittut only needs really five. But some want to say when it's a complete phrase, even less than four you would need Sittut. Now Hafatzi l'kata is a complete phrase. So therefore they just write. We told them to say from lo until l'kata. So they knock out the word Hafatzi. Ve'akrinua l'dida. Then we made her say, min kacha ve'at chalutza na'al. Now, so therefore, what do you gain by this? You don't need sirtut in the get. Morzutra misartet uchtiv nekuda parasha. However, Morzutra, he made sirtut on the get and he wrote the whole parasha. He didn't leave out any of the words. So comes the Gemara and says, matkif lamor mar idi va lo nitan nikatev. Which means, we have a law that what? You're not allowed to write portions of the Sefer Torah on a klaf. For example, let's say you want to teach children, right? So you want to take a little parasha, write it on a klaf. You know how to do that. So therefore, what are you doing? You're writing the whole parasha now on a klaf? How can you do such a thing? Vilcheta kevate de morzutra. But the Gemara says that halacha indeed follows morzutra, that you can write the get with sirtut. But I thought we just said you're not allowed to write partial perashiot on class. Look at Rashi. Velketak emozutra de kotvin de lo dami le kotem megillah le tinok le tlamed. It's not similar to the case where you're writing a parchment to teach a child. Dehatam adatet de parashata ketiv de teve ke megillah ketana. There you're doing it to teach him. So it's like you're writing a mini Sefer Torah. And you're writing a mini Sefer Torah, you're missing parashiot. Therefore it's no good. Vekim lan Torah hatuman nitna. It was given complete. Aval hai sefirat devarimu. Well, here again, there's just a story you're telling. That what? It's not the kedusha. Which means it's the difference between when you're writing it to teach. Now it has a din of a Sefer Torah. Similarly, you can't write like, parts of a sifter on parchment. But what? When you do, you just give a history, like this case of it. She said this, he said that. That's Siput Ibn Ma'alma. Therefore, you can write even parts of the parasha, and you would make the situt. Amar Abaye Rakeka. Now we give the laws of the spinning. Let's say she spat in front of the Yavam, the Galtato Aruah. But the wind carried the spit away from the Yavam, so it was not in front of him. The wind blew it away. Lo asta velo kidum. She did nothing. You have to spit in front of him. So now the Gemara gives a practical example how this would happen. Hilkach, hu aruch vigotza. Let's say he's tall and she's short. Kaltatohu aruach ika bifanav. Even if the wind's going to blow it away, it's always bifanav. Because once it comes out of her mouth, since he's tall, so it's always going to be in front of him. And then even if the wind blows it away, subsequently, it doesn't matter. Because when it came out of her mouth, it's always bifanav. Because she's short and he's tall. However, he arucha v'hu gutz. If let's say she's tall and he is short, ba'inan ad matel ade apeh, which means you have to make sure that it goes in front of him. But that azil exactly. See, she's tall, so she's spinning now. It's above him. Now, if the wind is going to blow it away, so therefore it never came in front of him. It has to be at least towards him. So therefore, in that case over there, kaltatu aru v'ye problem. Amar Rava. Rava gives another din over here. Achlat tuma. Let's say the lady ate a garlic before the halitzah ceremony. Virakta. Now the garlic, it seems, causes the saliva to come. And therefore, when she's spitting, the spit did not come that she generated. It was generated from the garlic. Or let's say, akla gergishta. She ate, according to this, it's some dirt or something like that. Some type of clay. And that caused the saliva to come. Virakta, lo asta velo kilum. Maitama viyareka me'atzma ba'inan. Which is the rock has to be self-generated. It cannot come because the garlic brought it or the gergishta brought it. Vereka, ve'amar Rava, sericha dayanel mechazer ruka ki nafik mepumed yibama. The dayanim have to actually see the rock when it comes out of the mouth of the yavam. Dichtiv de'aneh zekenim ve'yareka. Even though we learned that in the Mishnah, all the Mishnah men told us was we have to see when it's on the floor. Now he's teaching us a bigger hadush. They have to see it actually when it comes out of her mouth, because the pasuk says le'enazekinim v'yareka v'nikra shemo b'yisrael bet halutz ha'na'al, which means then we said what, that they call her halutz, they call him halutz ha'na'al. So the Gemara says mitzvah b'dayanim v'lo mitamidim, not the mishtat. Mitzvah that the judges call him that, and not the students. Tanya amar v'yudah pamachat ha'inu yosim lefnei Rabbi Tarfon. We were sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon who bat yibama lachlotz. Right, the Yevama came to make chalitza, ba'amar lanu anu kodechem. So he told everybody in the betin, answer, halutz hana'al, halutz hana'al, halutz hana'al, which means say it three times. So we shouldn't just say some of the halachot that come out of this this amud in the seder, chalitza. So one of the halachot is in Shulchan Aruch, Ibn Ha'ez in Sidra Chalitza Memchet. Makrin liyevama. They tell the yevama me'en yabemi lakim la'chiv shem b'Yisrael lo abay yabemi. Umakrin otam mila b'mila zu achar zu, which means you can read one word at a time. Rak lo abay yikra'u b'pam achat, but lo abay they should say it together in order that you shouldn't make that mistake. Lefichach melamedim otav et hayevam nikrot, which means they coach them beforehand. The pesukim that are going to be read to them, ad shehu v'yu regilim v'tiyeh yekolah lekrot lo ava b'nishima achat. At least they should be able to say lo ava in one breath. V'yesh mishomer shli gam ken shu yeh yachol lomar lo chafatzli b'nishima achat. And then Maran brings a shita that says some say lo chafatzli also has to be in one breath as well. The next halakha says echa achar makrin liyavam. Then they read to the yavam lo chafatzli lekahta. The korin lo milat lekahta mebapikhe. You have to say lekahta means lekahat ota. Gam yikra milot ilu mishima achat. Okay, who's quoting that? That was the Shulchan Aruch in the same place. Memtet. Kriya zu ushar kriot srichon srichim lo pedashon hakodesh. It has to be done in Hebrew, like we learned. Vim ta'o be'ezet teva yachzul roshu mekhav. If you made a mistake in one of the words, you have to go back to the beginning of the pasuk. Haibama ta'amod neged ha'yabam. The yabama stands in front of the yabam. V'tarok ba'aris on the floor keneged p'nei yabam. Rok gadol ha'nir'e le'dayanim. כדי שיראו כל חמישה דיינים הרוק כשיוצא מפיה. That you have to see it coming out of her mouth עד שיגיע לפני היבם. ואם לא ראו הדיינים כשיוצא רוק מפיה, if they didn't see it actually come out of the mouth, כשרה. ואין צריכה לרוק עוד. Good. אחר מקרין אותה בלשון הקודש, ככה יעשה לאיש אשר לא יבנה בית אחיו, ונקרא שבוע ביישב בית חלוץ הנעל. מצווה לכל העומדים שם, נאמר, חלוץ הנעל שלוש פעמים לכביסות יד לגמרא, ויש שאומרים שגם היבמה תאמר, כן. Some say even the yibama herself should say such a thing. נמסה, now comes the הלכה and summarizes, שולחן ערוך in קסת מ"ג, סדר החליצה, קוראה מעין יבמי. וקורא לא חפשתי לקחתה, וחולצת, ורוקקת, וקוראה ככה יעשה לאיש, ואין הסדר מעכב. מרן דן רייטס, אין דהלכה, אבן העזר קסת נונבב, גט חליצה צריכים לסרטטו. In the get of חליצה, you have to make the lines מפני מקראות שבו, because of the פסוקים that are written. So he's writing the whole perasha in there. Next halakha, rakeka v'kaltato aruah. Let's say the wind blew away the spit. Kodim shehigia neged panav. Kegon shu arukamir. She's tall. Sericha l'rok pa mechal. She has to spit again. Aval lachal shehigia rok neged panav, which is, let's say, the spit reached in front of him. Afilu lo hagia la'aris. Even though it didn't reach the floor, if the wind blew it in the air, it doesn't matter. So long as it reached in front of him, for example, he was tall. So then it is kashel. The last halakha that Maran brings down, and this is in Kasat Mem Aleph, Achla Shum, Oger Gir V'chayotzebo, Medavrim HaMarbim Rok, things that generate saliva, V'haya Rok Zab Mepian, as a result of it she was drooling, Eno Klum. And that's why he says over here, that the Ramah brings down, Nahagu Limon'am Me'echlol Klum. They don't let her eat anything that day. Why? Because they don't want the saliva coming from something else. וכן מלשתות ותמעט בדיבור. And even they don't let her talk so much during the ceremony, because again, the saliva will be coming מחמת הדיבור, כדי שיבוא הרוק מעצמו. גם לא תנקר שיניה. Also the halakha brings down that she shouldn't, let's say, brush her teeth or pick her teeth on the day of the yibum, כדי שלא תרוק דם. Because we don't want dam to come out according to those opinions that say the dam is no good. So therefore, they were mahmir, not to even feed her. Hadran alach mitzvat halitzah.